Get your dance moves ready. We're going inside a hip-hop church. Around the country, these kinds of churches are competing with gangs to lure their members away, giving them the sense of community they crave without the danger. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox takes us to Grand Rapids.
It's 6 o'clock on a Saturday night in a rundown neighborhood known for prostitution. Inside what looks like an abandoned office building are walls covered by graffiti. Everyone looks pretty casual. There are people with tattoos wearing baseball caps and jeans. People are starting to walk to a small stage where there are three 20-year-old men holding mics and getting ready to bust out some elaborate dance moves. You might think you're at a hip-hop show, but you're actually in church. It's the Edge Urban Fellowship, a hip-hop church here in Grand Rapids. The Edge was started by Troy Evans. While he preaches to about 100 people on a given Saturday, he has no seminary training and dropped out of school in the 7th grade. His goal is to reach out to kids who either don't have families or are joining gangs. And Evans knows exactly what that's like. He was on his own at the age of 16 and the leader of one of the dozens of gangs in the area. He says gangs helped him feel that he was part of something bigger than himself.
What I saw was a group of people that actually cared about each other at a level. What I saw was when there weren't a bunch of men in the community or men outside of the community or the church that cared at all about what we were doing, but there was a man who took us under his wing. He just so happened to be the leader of that organization.
Hip-hop churches started emerging in the late 90s. Emmett Price is a professor of music and African-American studies at Northeastern University in Boston. He says so-called hip-hop churches are on the rise in the U.S. and that they appeal to the latchkey generation.
Hip-hop culture comes out of the moans and the cries of young people who felt ostracized and disenfranchised from society, as it were.
Troy Evans was part of that generation and says, like many of his friends, he found comfort in gangs. Now that he's left the gang life behind, he's reaching out to those who might be getting involved.
Our idea of church holistically, we become surrogate parents.
It's time for soul shift. You see, real change begins below the surface.
One of those surrogate kids is Stephen Malcolm. He's on stage tonight performing one of the many songs he spent hours writing and producing in this building. Malcolm says Evans plays an effective role sharing his story and spending time with the residents here.
A lot of these young cats that I hang out with, he's our dad. Because one thing all of me and the five other cats out there have in common is none of us have our dads. They're either locked up, dead. Troy has truly stepped in and is a father in our lives.
Evan says leading church congregants isn't that much different from leading gang members.
How do you move a person from here to there is the same. To indoctrinate somebody is the same. To teach theology is the same.
Evan says it's a lot more fulfilling for him to worship God than it is to devote his life to violence, drugs, and money. He says church and gangs can be surprisingly similar. They both provide a feeling of safety, community, and family. His goal, though, is to get more residents here to turn to church for those things and not the streets. For NPR News, I'm Emily Fox.